Hello, Encyclopedia. I'm the Unidiot. And this is a main space narration.
Relax.
Stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A is an important vaccination for the protection against the stupendous tropical meningitis disease. Although perhaps not as quite as effective as stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination B, stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A is less expensive and thus more readily available to countries that want to immunize themselves against stupendous tropical meningitis. Stupendous tropical meningitis is a rare viral disease which can sometimes be fatal. It is often carried by mosquitoes, ticks, and hippopotamuses. Though it exhibits various signs, stupendous tropical meningitis tends to result in a handful of maladies typical to itself, including excessive inflammation of brain matter, a severe lack of rash-presenting tissue, and the overproduction of meat hormones by the body. In some subjects afflicted with the disease, massive catastrophic spleen failure occurs, making that particular strain of stupendous tropical meningitis a very serious diagnosis. Stupendous tropical meningitis was discovered in 1897 by scientist and existentialist philosopher Greenwald H. Jeeves II. Although he lacked the medical equipment to observe the virus, he observed its spreading and effects as it killed 34 members of the Caribbean village of Malton, in which he lived. Ever since the scientist philosopher, he maintained that since everyone was going to die anyway, nothing he did mattered in the long run. As per this, he did nothing to help the natives, making sure that they knew it was for their own good. Later, Jeeves himself became afflicted with the disease. As the amount of meat hormones in his body began to skyrocket, he rapidly changed his stance on the issue and began to search for a cure. He died shortly after beginning his research. Luckily for the medical community, another less nihilistic medical scientist was on his way. More qualified than the self-taught Jeeves, he would soon invent the basis for stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A. His name was Gregory Tittelbauer, and he is widely regarded as one of the least important medical scientists in history. Upon arriving in the village 6 years after the death of Jeeves, he quickly began his research. Although Tittelbauer began his trip to the village just before the death of Jeeves, he was sidetracked by a fascinating species of worm, which turned out to have hallucinogenic qualities. He spent several years in a worm-induced haze, and then a few more years lost in northern Mexico, as the worms have addled his brain. Tittelbauer's first work included painful and humiliating tests on the infected villagers, many of which seemed to have nothing or little to do at all with the stupendous tropical meningitis virus. Soon he had obtained samples of the virus, which he studied under a microscope. Using these, he created a vaccine which could have immunized the entire inhabitants of Malton, which at this point abandoned. Tittelbauer later died. Although the cause was originally believed to be stupendous tropical meningitis, he had already immunized himself using his stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination. Still, the fact that he chose to demonstrate the power of his flawless vaccination by subjecting himself to massive quantities of the stupendous tropical meningitis virus seems suspicious. Changes made to the vaccine's formula. Why did I just say that? Since his death, an assortment of scientists wanted to be his know-it-alls, egg-heads, fancy-pantses, and many other types of individuals who are impossible to talk to have attempted to prove on the stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination. Though most have been unsuccessful, and some have actually damaged vital components of the formula, the vaccine's potency has slowly increased, and stupendous tropical meningitis has become less and less of a problem, despite it never really being one in the first place. In 1921, Dr. Bifron Ixtine came up with a new formula for the stupendous tropical meningitis vaccine that was essentially a watered-down version of the old stupendous tropical meningitis vaccine. This made it more cost-effective and thusly more popular than the first stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination. Since it had become so much more common, it became known as stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A, and it was advertised as stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A, just add water to stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination B. Such a catchy advertisement could not be ignored by the masses, and the popularity of the vaccine soared into slightly less ambiguous. Currently, every important country in the world possesses large reserves of stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A, as well as additional backup reserves of stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination B. Possibly because of this, no major country has had a serious outbreak of the disease since the dawn of history. The more likely cause of this absence of stupendous tropical meningitis disease is the fact that stupendous tropical meningitis only occurs in the tropics. Still, large governments in Pretoria patting themselves in the back once in a while. And most important, scientists would feel too guilty if they ruined their government's fantasy world. Whenever there is an outbreak of stupendous tropical meningitis, large and perhaps extraneous quantities of stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A are typically sent to third world country in need. Only a single vaccination is required to permanently immunize a person with stupendous tropical meningitis. Governments have a strict better safe than sorry policy and ship over enough of the vaccine to immunize twice as many people as the country contains. Surprisingly, every important country government still refused to give away their vaccine to various countries in the tropics, as it would seem to comply with their above policy. Their responses at UN meetings have been rambling, unclear, inconclusive, and at times downright ridiculous. From those meetings revolving around the stupendous tropical meningitis vaccinations, however, one thing can be certain about stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A. Stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A is one of the two vaccinations for stupendous tropical meningitis, which is a bad thing. Stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A helps to cure stupendous tropical meningitis, so stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A is therefore a good thing. Stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A may either be a great thing. In fact, stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A is so great, I'm going to get immunized right now with my stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A so I don't catch stupendous tropical meningitis. Ah, my trusty old friend, stupendous tropical meningitis vaccination A. What a silly name. I'm the Un-Idiot, and this has been a Main Space Narration.